Good morning and welcome to another edition of the Community Connection. I'm your host, Jeff Vaughn, and with me today have the Executive Director of the Wayne County Chamber of Commerce, Libby Lingefelter. Welcome, Libby.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
I'm warm, as are we all. I'll let you get out of here as quickly as possible
Thank you.
That you can go back to breathing the free air again. So, mid to late June at this point, and that means Independence Day, right around the corner, and the city has a few things in the works. City and the chamber have a few things in the works for Independence Day. The first item we'll start off with, you, it was a while ago, really, that you kind of issued the press release about the flags and sponsoring a flag. So that's still going on? There are still opportunities for that?
Yes. So right now we have about 35 flags up on the courthouse lawn. We have some in front of businesses, and we have the ones on the period lighting. So the idea is just to continue to grow that every year. So it's a $200 one-time fee. If you would like to get a flag up on the courthouse in memory, or maybe just in honor of an active or inactive or veteran, holler at us. We've got some flags at the chamber office still, so if you've missed Memorial Day and Flag Day, there's still time to get in for the 4th of July. And when those flags are gone, we'll get some more in. So we just want to continue to grow this. It's beautiful. If you've drove by the courthouse lawn and saw the flags, and that's going to continue to grow. We're going to do some landscaping and lighting as the year goes on. So,
and how much does it cost? Remind me, I don't remember off the top of my head. How much does it cost to sponsor a flag?
$200. And then we can put a name, years of service, and then who the flag was sponsored by on that. We will put those up on Memorial Day, Flag Day, 4th of July, Veterans Day, and Labor Day. So five times a year we'll have the flags out.
And it will continue. It's not,
yeah.
I mean, you sponsor a flag this year, it's not you have to re-sponsor it next
right.
year. Same flags until
exactly, same. So we've been putting them out on the Friday before the holiday, and then they'll stay up till Tuesday or Wednesday after the holiday. So, you know, a 5 or 6 day span depending on weather.
Okay. Call the chamber if you want to take care of that, 842-6116. Go there in person if you want to brave the heat and getting out of your vehicle. You also have that lovely email address. Let me see if I can remember it. Is it chamber@fairfieldilcitygov.us?
That's correct.
Nailed it. Took a deep breath and we got through it. So that's 4th of July, part one. That is on a Monday this year, Independence Day on a Monday. And you said they go up, well, they're up now, really, the flags
yeah.
is right now, and they will be taken down five or six days.
They'll be taken down tomorrow because we put them up on Thursday last week. So we'll take them down tomorrow. Today's Flag Day. They'll come down tomorrow, which is Wednesday, and then we'll put them up again in time for the 4th of July.
There we go. And as full disclosure, this is a recorded interview. So when Libby says today and tomorrow, she is right at the time of speaking it, just so that we're all clear on that. I'm covering for you. I got
Thank
your back.
You.
Part two of Independence Day activity. So we got the flag stuff going on, but that's Courthouse Square, downtown area. The normal festivities, the traditional, I guess, festivities have been expanded a little bit for fireworks. Going out to Southwest Park again, correct?
Correct.
And as the city council decided had to do with some supply chain issues and just the cost, it will not be, the fireworks, that is, will not be on July 4th itself, but they will be on Sunday, July 3rd.
Yes.
And then there's some stuff going on before the fireworks.
Yes.
So what's going on there?
Thank you to the city, first of all, for doing the fireworks. I know everyone appreciates it. So the thought was, let's create some kind of an event to go along with the fireworks to get those people in town, to have them spend some more time in Fairfield. So the Recreation Committee has joined forces with part of the Chamber Board, and we've decided to do at Southwest Park, starting at 5 o'clock on that Sunday, we will have some food trucks, vendors, and live music. So 5 o'clock, we will have Patrick Ewing, a local guy, playing music. And then from 6 to 8, we'll have Hayden Brown playing live music. And then the food trucks and vendors will be open during that time. And then, of course, at dusk, then we will start off with the fireworks. So So you can, it's worth dragging the kids out for more than a 30-minute fireworks showdown. Bring them out. There will be fun stuff to do down at Southwest Park that evening.
How many food trucks are you hoping to pull in, or have you already secured some?
We have secured some. We have not limited it to how many can come, so this is kind of our trial run on how we're going to work things in the future. Limited power down there, so we're not offering any kind of utilities, so food trucks, you're going to need a generator or something. However, with that being said, we're not charging a fee, so if you are a vendor or a food truck that wants to just come down and spend the evening, there's no fee. You're not out any money for coming down and giving it a trial run. So hopefully next year this grows and people participate, and then we can grow it, you know, a little bit every year. So if you would like to come down and set up, you know, even a business, you know, if you want to come down and just get your business name out, just give me a call at the chamber or stop by. No fee. I just need to know who's coming and who's not, so we can mark spaces.
Okay, so that is important with the no-fee thing, which is great, but oftentimes associated with that is just come on that night, but you do need to know beforehand.
I do need to know ahead of time. We will go down and we will put a stake in your area where you need to be, so.
Okay. Again, that's at Southwest Park. That's Sunday, July 3rd. Food trucks and vendors at 5. The Patrick Ewing, the famous Patrick Ewing, also coming up at 5, and then we'll continue on until fireworks at dusk. I feel like it's about 9:15 when they actually start shooting off the fireworks, typically, so that'll be here before you know it. And we started off with that, because that's your next upcoming event. On the calendar, initially, there was something scheduled for this weekend, June 18th, which, let me double check, I believe that's Saturday.
Yes.
There was supposed to be, I think it was the Retail Merchants.
Yes.
We're hosting a shopping tournament, but that is no longer taking place in June.
Correct. We have decided as a group just to go ahead and postpone that until the fall, with the idea that we would like more teams. It's a tough decision, just like everything. You come up with an idea, you put a lot of work into it, and you don't get the participation that you would like. So we're going to go ahead and postpone it, and hopefully sometime in the fall, maybe homecoming weekend or something. That way we have something to do on a Saturday in the fall. Weather's nicer. Maybe gas prices are down.
Well, I can't speak to the gas prices, but be hard-pressed to find more uncomfortable weather than we're having right now.
Keep in mind, when you're signing up for that shopping tournament in the fall, there is a $45 fee for a team of four, but that will get you an I Love My Community shirt for every member of your team and a $5 coupon to use at a chamber member. So, yes, there is a fee, but you're actually going to get it back.
It's not quite as high as the list price might have you believe.
Right.
And those shirts, if someone wants one of those community, I Love My Community, does it say love or does it have a heart on
it? It has a heart.
Okay, well, there we go.
I heart my community.
If someone wants one of those before this shopping tournament in the fall, where can they get those, first of all?
Yes, so we have a pink, red, a light gray, and a darker gray. Sizes small through 3X, and those are $20 a piece. You can buy those at the chamber office.
Okay. I also see you gave me a handy-dandy cheat sheet here. You have those community shirts. You also have Christmas in July tickets. What is Christmas in July?
So the chamber has not raised their dues in a number of years. I can't even find records of when they, and as we all know, things have gone up significantly in price. So this is a fundraiser the chamber is doing. So the tickets are $10 a piece, and then July 1st and July 2nd, we will give away $100. July 3rd, which is the day of the Independence Day Festival, we will give away $1,000. July 4th, we'll give away $500. July 5th, $100. The 6th, $100. The 7th, $100. And the 8th, we'll give away another $500. So For the small amount of $10 per ticket, you could win up to $2,500, and that will be cash. So stop by the chamber office, stop by a chamber member, board members, people have tickets for sale. It's a great deal.
Cash, not chamber bucks, you said.
Yes.
And you said win up to $2,500.
Yep.
So it's not a you win one day,
no.
You're disqualified for the
no,
rest.
We'll
you
throw
go right
you
back
in
the
in.
Pot. Wow,
yep.
All right. So there we go. Christmas in July, and that is to help solidify chamber funding so you don't have to raise prices, in addition to giving like $1,000 prize is a
That's
pretty,
a big prize.
That's a
so,
pretty big deal.
Yeah.
Will that be drawn at Southwest Park, or will it be
yes,
earlier in the day?
Yes, we'll probably do it right before the fireworks, so we'll be out there selling tickets that day. So if you don't have tickets, make sure to find us that on that day. We'll have a little tent set up down there, and then we'll draw probably right before the fireworks. We'll just do a Facebook Live. So, you know, on any of these, you don't have to be present to win. You'll write your phone number down, and I'll give you a call when you win, and you can stop by the chamber office and pick up your cash prize.
And tickets only at the chamber office, not at other merchants, just at the
other
chamber?
Other merchants do have tickets, so...
Okay. There we go. Man, July 3rd. It's going to be a big day. And even the first and second, you said, with the $100 giveaways,
yeah.
That's nothing to scoff at. But see yeah. four digits, and you're thinking, all right, this is the...
And then there's 2 days with $500.
Yeah,
so...
just right... Pardon me. 2 days... Yeah, 4th and the 8th. Yeah,
yeah,
okay.
So some nice money to be won and for a $10 ticket.
And that's at any point in that week... People can buy
yeah,
a ticket, right, if
absolutely.
They want.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep.
So Christmas in July tickets, I Love Community, I Love My Community t-shirts. I love the TV show Community, personally. We did skip over one thing. I'm chagrined. This Friday, so that's going to, this is going to air on Wednesday. So this Friday, yes, your monthly chamber mixer going on.
Yes. So this month is sponsored by Connard Financial and DiMaggio's Pizza. It will be held at Chris Connard's house, so if you need directions to Chris's house, please call and get those. I don't want to give his address out publicly, but if you are a chamber member, an employee of a chamber member, or a prospective chamber member, we invite you to come out. It's always a great opportunity to network. It's a relaxed atmosphere. You know, there's no pressure that you have to stay the full 2 hours. If you can stop by for 10 or 15 minutes, come on out.
5 to 7.
Yes.
When that runs. But again, as you said, stop and go as you please. And it's on a Friday, so
yes.
Most people, at least, won't have to worry about, you know, got to leave so we can get ready for work the next day. So that's
right.
Positive. Is it normally on a Friday?
No, normally they're on Tuesdays or Wednesdays. Summer becomes difficult because we have ball games every night.
Right.
And then it's difficult for the challenge, like you said, of getting up and going to work the next day. We're all busy all the time. So Chris suggested this be on a Friday, and I was more than happy to oblige. So Friday is going to work great, I think. I know people are busy and people are on vacations, but, you know, it's come and go. So if you find it in your heart to stop by and do a little networking, we invite you. If you've thought about joining the chamber and you haven't joined the chamber, you know, there are a lot of benefits, but the one big benefit is networking in itself. And I know anyone who's been coming to the chamber mixers have enjoyed it and have benefited their businesses just by getting that networking in. Sometimes networking and marketing are overlooked for small businesses. However, it is very important for small businesses. People are more apt to shop with you if they feel like they know you and they're your friend. So keep that in mind.
That's my problem. I don't have any friends. All right. That's this Friday. Again, it's at Big Sexy, as they call him, at his house. So if you don't know where that is, I'm sure if you're going to go, you can ask Chris directly or...
Yes.
Radio down to the chamber so you can get that information. One more thing that I want to bring up, because it was discussed at the park board meeting last week. Understand you're looking, nothing set in stone, but you're looking at maybe putting together a disc golf tournament in the future.
Yes. So sometime this summer, while the college kids are home, I don't know if everyone's aware, and I'm sure most people aren't, that we have a nice nine-hole disc golf course down at the Bob and Maxine Woods Park. It is so underutilized. The park district has been gracious enough to maintain that and keep that up. And a lot of people just don't realize what disc golf is, one, that we have a course. But if you get on Google and put disc golf course in Fairfield, Illinois, we've got reviews on it. There are people who are paying attention from outside of our community and coming here to enjoy that facility. So, one, as a way to make people more aware of the fact that we have a disc golf course. Two, to let maybe some of that group that doesn't even know what disc golf is, you know, you throw a frisbee into a net, basically, is what you're doing.
A metal net.
Yes.
And it's kind of elevated from the ground. And if you want to get serious about it, like, I understand you have, like, driving discs and putting discs.
Yes.
I mean, it's they go hardcore on that.
So the thought is that we will have disc available to purchase. We're working on getting some skilled disc golf players involved to come down. And okay, maybe they're not skilled, but they're more educated than most about the sport of disc golf. So to get them to come down to maybe give some little instructions. There actually is a map of that disc golf course. If you put it into Google, you'll see the map. So yeah, we've got lots of great facilities within our city limits that are underutilized. And so this was brought to me actually by a chamber board member who said, hey, we've got this. Let's see what we can do. So, of course, Jay at the Park District was more than willing to jump on board with us. And so hopefully, maybe by the end of July, we'll have all the details set out and we can make that happen.
End of July or end of June?
End of July,
end
probably.
End of July, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I was at the park board meeting. Like I said, it was discussed, and they are really good. The park board is really good about, well, the parks are there for the public's use.
Yes.
But they are also aware that, you know, like you said, it's not terribly well known even in Fairfield. And also, it is outdoors. So nature has a say in things.
Yes.
And it will need a little bit of work, and they're aware of that and are always willing to do what they can to make it happen.
And they are so busy this time of year.
Yeah.
So you even feel bad being like, hey, could you give it a little extra love? Because I know they are so busy, and we appreciate everything they do in the parks. We have numerous parks in Fairfield that they maintain. And so if you see someone with the park district on the board, anything, make sure to thank them, because they are working hard. And without hesitation, they agreed that they would give it some more love so we could make this happen. So thank you, park district.
You mentioned baseball and softball season. Guess where those ball diamonds are?
At
in
the
parks.
Park. Yeah.
So they're involved in those, even if you may not realize it, since they're not the Softball Association or Little League. So, all right. So we've about hit on everything on this cheat sheet. Anything in particular that you want to hammer on as we close the interview?
I will go ahead and welcome some new members here.
Ooh.
White's Portable Toilets. Make sure if you need some portable toilets to give White's a call. Marcy Ray, she is a Remax dealer out of Mount Vernon who is currently living in Fairfield. Lexi Page with Raw Beauty, she's right on Main Street. Stop in and let her take care of all your beauty needs. Carter Insurance, right on Main Street. Dusty's Outdoor Media, they have the new digital billboard out by the Dollar Tree. It's beautiful. If you've not seen it, drive out there and check it out. Janelle Monroe from Tax Time. Janelle also has an Airbnb, and gosh, how thankful are we for the Airbnbs in town that house people when they come. So Country Charm is her Airbnb. So thank you to everyone that's keeping up those Airbnbs. I know it's some work, but we sure appreciate it.
And one last thing I forgot to mention. City Band. Thursdays at 7 this month.
Yes. We had a Thursday off from ball games last week and was able to make it, and they do an outstanding job. If you know Josh Livesay, you know you're
going
to have a good time. Yeah. Yeah. So make sure to stop up. You'll recognize probably most faces in the City Band, and they're the oldest band in Illinois. Oldest city band in Illinois.
Really?
Yeah.
Did not know that.
Okay, I didn't do the research, but
unofficial.
That's what
we'll
I
put
was
the asterisk
told.
Next
yes.
next to
unofficial
it.
Sources tell me they are.
There it is.
So they do a great job, and the city, you know, does take care of that expense as another thing for citizens of the city to do, and so thank you to the city.
Yeah. Limited appearances, just what, yeah. five, I think, four or five.
Yep, have every Thursday in June, which comes out to five. So
have a patriotic send-off for their last
performance. Yeah, they do a great job. It's a nice evening up on the courthouse lawn, so.
Hopefully it'll cool off a little bit so that we can all enjoy it. Maybe not this week, but maybe next week it'll be
last
sub-90.
Last week was beautiful. Sorry,
last week
you
was a
it.
Good day. Last week was a good day. Okay, I think we've hit on everything now, and I'm sweating. I'm sure you're sweating. So we'll wrap this up and
let's
let you get
up.
Out into
let's
some
go.
Air
we
conditioning.
We have air conditioner at the chamber office.
All right. This has been the Community Connection. Libby Lingerfelter, my guest today. Thank you very much for coming. I'm Jeff Vaughn. Thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your day.